AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Democrats' expansive elections and voting bill is all but certain to be rejected in a key test vote later today in the Senate. More from the AP's Julie Walker.
President Biden vowed what the White House calls the fight of his presidency over ensuring Americans' access to the polls. At stake is not only election rules that make it easier to vote, but Democrats' own ability to confront the limits of bipartisanship and decide whether or not the filibuster rules should change. Republican leader Mitch McConnell blasted the legislation ahead of the debate as a disastrous proposal that will get no quarter in the Senate.
A gunman is believed to have shot and killed an officer and another person in a shopping district near Denver and was later shot and killed by police. Dozens of wildfires are burning in hot, dry conditions across the West, including a fire touched off by lightning that is moving toward Flagstaff, Arizona. The White House says more than 70% of Americans 30 or older have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. President Biden is set to fall short of reaching his goal of giving a shot to the same percentage of all American adults by the 4th of July. The Manatee County Main Administration building in Florida is open again after several employees contracted the coronavirus. Two people died. The building was disinfected and fogged. Nicholas Azara is Manatee County Information Outreach Manager.
I know a lot of county staff who work in this building, who work in our IT department are hurting. This is a serious loss to our work family and a lot of people upset.
Face masks will still be optional for employees and visitors. The Vatican has formally opposed a proposed Italian law expanding anti-discrimination protections to the LGBT community. Activists immediately denounced what they called unprecedented Vatican meddling in Italy's legislative process. Stocks are lower in early trading. This is AP News. The sister of the leader of North Korea is slamming the U.S. over nuclear negotiations.
Kim Jong-un's powerful sister has spoken out against an early resumption of diplomacy with Washington, saying the U.S. expectations for talks would plunge them into a greater disappointment. Kim Yo-jong made the comments after National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan described as an interesting signal Kim Jong-un's recent statement that North Korea will be ready for both dialogue and confrontation, but more for confrontation. On Monday, the top U.S. envoy on North Korean affairs said on a visit to Seoul that he hoped to see a positive reaction from the North soon on U.S. offers for talks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Hong Kong arrested a man on suspicion of using seditious words after a flag with a banned protest slogan was seen hanging outside his apartment. The banned slogan is "Liberate Hong Kong, the revolution of our times." Ed Donahue, AP News.